This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
On your mark, get set, let's go. Welcome to the 17th day of September 2020. My name is Lee Elsie. The host of this program is Wayne Allyn Root. He'll be here in exactly 1 hour. The show name, Raw and Unfiltered. The network, the USA Radio Network, that takes us coast to coast from Long Island all the way out to California and everywhere in between. Some great stations in and around this entire network. So I welcome all of you. Chris pushing all the buttons, making it all go. So much to talk about, but Wayne's got a lot to get to, and he'll do that again when he gets in here at the top of the hour. I want to go off book a little bit. I want to talk about the millions of people struggling to make ends meet during this coronavirus pandemic. So there's a new study that claims American democracy isn't faring much better. Now, this is scary. According to the political watchdog group, Brightline Watch, and it doesn't matter whether that's a extremely left-leaning group or a conservative group, because that's not what I'm getting into. The point I'm trying to make here is, according to this group, the health of several democratic principles are at their lowest level in years. Think about that for a second. The idea of democracy is in peril. It's in jeopardy. There are people, and a growing number of people, who believe in things like socialism and communism. Because I believe that those people, and I truly believe that socialism and communism, when it is forged from a grassroots movement as opposed to a dictatorship, is born from laziness, right? See, people out there with no ingenuity, people out there with no drive, people out there with no work ethic, they side with communism. They side with socialism. Folks out there who aren't bright enough to make it on their own, they want somebody else to make it for them, and then that person who made it give them some of their spoils. That is essentially socialism. Think about that for a second. You've got folks out there, in particular younger folks right now in the streets, and they're trying to push an agenda, essentially, for the favor of socialism. Think about that again. Think how warped that is. Even when we were young and didn't know anything, and when I was young, I knew nothing. I'm serious about that. And when I was real young, sure, it seemed like, oh, one world government. What a wonderful idea. Everybody holding hands and singing kumbaya. It doesn't work like that. The world will never work like that. At least not in 100 lifetimes. But even when I was young, we never thought or dreamt that a socialist or communist way of life was the way to go. I mean, I grew up Cold War. Communism was bad. That was drilled into my subconscious, my psyche. And it's part of me. And it's a good part of me. I'm glad I have it. These kids today who are out there who are talking about a socialistic type of a life, it is very odd to me to see that, because really, what is it doing? It's telling me, because there's no oppressor. There's no one holding those folks down. It's telling me that they're lazy and they don't have any initiative. They don't want anything out of life. They like to be just one of many. I don't like to be one of many. I like to stand out, right? I do have an ego. There's no question about it.
I always thought that cultures and people who fell prey to communism and socialism were weak-minded, weak constitution, no fighting them, and no goals, no vision, just I guess their goal is existence. All they want is existence and nothing more. So I think that's a concern, that the idea that democracy and the democratic process is being looked on as unfavorable, right? And it's a scary thought. Think about where we'd be without the set of rules and laws that we have. Think about where we'd be if anarchy and chaos reigned in the streets. This is something that I talk about all the time. What would happen? What would happen without police? What would happen without the military? What would happen to the world without the America that the world has known for the last 100 years? You'd probably be speaking German right now, to be honest with you. Think about that. You would. You'd probably be speaking German. All right, so that's part one of how I wanted to open up. Part two hits close to home here in Connecticut, and I try not to do just Connecticut stories when I'm doing the Wayne Allyn Root Show, but this is too good to pass up. Connecticut's Governor Ned Lamont, or King Ned, as I like to call him, just released his 70th executive order. You may not know this, depending upon where you live, but the legislature essentially gave complete control to our governor to do whatever it is that he wanted. And he took 6 months and did pretty much whatever he wanted, and they just gave him another 5 months to continue to basically run the state like a king. So on Tuesday, he made the announcement that there were now going to be fines assessed of $100 for folks that were caught not wearing a mask. Now, what's interesting about this, other states have done that, but this governor's executive order authorized the state commissioner of public health, local health directors, district health directors, their designees, municipal chief executive officers, their designees, state and municipal police officers, peace officers, special force police officers, and public safety departments of institutions of higher learning, he gave them the power to issue fines. So if I'm reading this correctly, public safety departments within school systems and crossing guards and chief executive officers in towns, things like that, can write me a ticket if I'm walking down the street without my mask on? Are you nuts? Have we all lost our minds? Connecticut appears to be the first state to do this. I would think that others will follow suit. But can you imagine someone, let's say, in a school, let's say, it's like someone who's working for a college campus. He or she's an administrator. And they see me walking around the college track, and there's a couple people around me. They can run over and give me a ticket. Come on, we know better than that. Power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. We have lost our way in so many different areas. Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost our way. And one other quick topic before I run out of time. We do have a number of guests coming up tonight, so we'll share some time with Judge Jeanine Pirro, among others. But Kamala Harris. Guess what she did? Now, we talked about this maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, how she had her dirty little fingers into bailing out some really, really bad people who were involved in these riots across the country. We saw someone actually kill someone. She helped bail them out, or was part of a group that helped bail them out. Well, now there's a report which came out on Breitbart today. a bail fund that Senator Kamala Harris set up, promoted on Twitter to assist protesters in Minneapolis and Minnesota, actually freed a man accused of sexually molesting a child. How about that? The bail fund, again, promoted by Senator Kamala Harris. The fund goes by the title the Minnesota Freedom Fund, or MFF. Also helped bail out a man in August accused of assaulting a 71-year-old woman. There are some others on there, too, of violent crimes. So Kamala Harris got her dirty little fingers in helping bail out some really, really bad people, putting them right back out on the street. What does that say about the mindset? What does that say about the way she judges character and the people that she's associated herself with? What does that tell you about Kamala Harris and her decision-making process, that you're going to back a group that's willing to fund a group that's willing to let hardened criminals, pedophiles, out of jail, bailing them out? It's an absolute disgrace. It really is. It's an absolute disgrace. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. Once again, I would love for you to reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I fill in on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the first hour of the broadcast. I get you all warmed up. Wayne Allen Root will be back here at the top of the hour. I do have some great guests coming up. I've got a professor coming up right after the break. Bottom of the hour, Judge Jeanine Pirro will join me, and then we'll chat with one of our friends from the Heritage Foundation before we wrap it up in the first hour of the program. So I got a lot to get to with not a lot of time. So please don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% and antimicrobial protection. And that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
A sponsor of this segment of the show is the MAGA Mall. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at great prices, go to themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR10, and you get 10% off the already low prices. Remember to get the quality MAGA products you want, the quality Trump products you want, go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com, V-T-H-E, magamall.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. I've got a great guest for you right now. He is a distinguished professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz, and author of the book, The Breakdown of Higher Education. He's also written a piece that's in The Hill right now called The Real Problem of the One-Party Campus. John Ellis. John, thank you very much for coming on.
Well, it's very good of you to have me.
Let's start with these college educators simply indoctrinating these kids into a very progressive liberal mindset.
It is a very bad situation because if you are going to make it a one-party campus and you're going to make it an exercise in getting kids to believe in socialism, well, first of all, to get them to believe in socialism, you've got to say nothing about its history, because if the kids know about Soviet Russia and what happened there, and they know about what happens in China, North Korea, and a host of other countries, if they know all that, then they'll turn against socialism. So you have to keep them ignorant. to get that belief in socialism. And the other thing is that education is supposed to have kids taught to think for themselves. Now, thinking for yourself means you look at the strengths and the weaknesses of an idea. You know, you sort of weigh up the good and the bad in any idea. Well, if you do that with socialism, sooner or later you're going to hit on the weaknesses, and they're pretty big ones. So, again, if an instructor on the one-party campus wants to keep his kids believing in socialism, he's got to shut down their ability to think independently, because if they think independently, they might discover strengths and weaknesses of this idea that you want them to have. So what that means is, on a college campus of all places, you have to keep kids ignorant, and you have to keep kids not thinking. Well, what kind of an education is that?
Shame on the instructors for doing that. But my question to you is simple. Why? Why would a supposed educated person want to corrupt someone and guide them towards socialism?
Well, it's a really good question. I mean, I think there's always been a little band of far left people who are resentful about how successful America is, how prosperous America is, and so on. And about 50, 60 years old, a little group of them decided that they never succeed at the ballot box, because you could never hoodwink the American public into thinking well of socialism. So they decided the thing to do is take over the universities. Well, at the time, I was there at the time. I laughed. I thought it was so stupid. There were about 200 of these people called the Students for a Democratic Society. But the thing about radicals is they never give up. They never stop. I mean, other people go back to their lives and their children, their families, and their work and their ordinary existence. But these radicals, 24 hours a day, and they are at it, and they have steadily increased their presence on campus to the point where they control the campuses right now. And that's all they think about. That's their whole life. And that's why they've been successful. But the result right now is the campuses do a lot more damage than good. I mean, you know, 50 years ago, you could say higher education was a large part of why this was a successful country. Now, higher education is a large part of why this country is having problems.
All right, so before we run out of time, we're talking to Professor John Ellis. A pet peeve of mine is when you've got a free thinker in a classroom setting, and that classroom setting is being dictated and run roughshod by a very liberal, progressive professor. And this free thinker is being penalized for that.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It's happening all over. I mean, people are bullied and intimidated. The thing about radical left professors is they're not very bright. You know, they're really not very good. You have to be not very bright to believe that stuff. And so when they come up against people who are really brilliant, they're very jealous, and they try and get rid of them.
Professor John Ellis, there's just not enough time, John. I got to go, but your latest opinion piece is in the Hill right now, The Real Problem of the One-Party Campus. Go check it out, everybody. I got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is condemning a radical movement to destroy American statues and memorial sites.
A radical movement is attempting to demolish this treasured and precious inheritance. We can't let that happen.
The president calling it a campaign of violence and anarchy, making that speech at the National Archives. The president now heading to the battleground state of Wisconsin. A teenager is in custody and another suspect on the loose after firing at two Arizona Department of Public Safety troopers in Phoenix on Thursday.
Our two detectives who were wearing police attire, easily identified though as police officers, were here just simply supporting another operation that was going on nearby.
DPS Captain Jesse Galvez, you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can speak. speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back, man. I am so excited. Had her on a couple of times, maybe about a year ago. She had another best-selling book on. All she does is just pump out best-selling books. And now she sat down with the President of the United States with a fantastic interview. We can get to that in just a second. But her brand-new book, Don't Lie to Me, it's Judge Jeanine Pirro. Judge, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's good to be back with you, Lee. I'll tell you, you know, every year I end up getting so frustrated that I just have to write a book. And, you know, I was thinking of the title, and I think, you know what, these people do nothing but lie. And I remember when I was a judge, I used to say to defendants, witnesses, everybody, just don't lie to me. That's all I want. Just tell me the truth, and you'll be fine. And so I wrote this book because, like all Americans, I think we're all fed up with the lies. And, you know, whether it's, you know, Joe Biden saying, oh, you know, I know how to take care of the coronavirus. You know, I'll be better than the president. Hogwash. You didn't even have the protective equipment available when you left the administration. You didn't have any of the PPE. You didn't have any masks available that were sufficient to even hand out to the states. And the amazing part of all this is he writes an op-ed in April and says everything that the president has already done. I mean, stop lying to me. And then for 100 days, Joe Biden says absolutely nothing about the protests, the anarchy, the rioting, the looting, the killing, the assault. And then after the RNC, he says, oh, you know, I'm against violence. Well, no kidding. It took you that long?
Yeah.
They couldn't even say the word. Do we believe they're peaceful protests? Are you stupid or are you blind? Can't you see what's going on in America today? Americans are frightened. They're afraid to go out to dinner. I was in New York City yesterday, Lee. I got to tell you, there's a guy walking around without his pants on, drinking booze out of a bottle in a paper bag. I mean, everything is shuttered. The businesses are closed. After the pandemic, they had one shot to try to provide for their families. And the protesters and the looters came in and said, no way. And when you can walk down Fifth Avenue and basically unload Chanel, Balmain, Sephora, go to Macy's and go in there and take out whatever you want, and the police are standing down because they're told they can't make arrests, and if they do make an arrest, they walk out because there's no bail. This is not the America that we're used to. We pay taxes. We follow the law. I want a cop to protect me. And when you start taking away that thin blue line that separates the civilized from a barbaric society, then there is no safety. And just to top it off is they want open borders. They want to lock you down. And then they will take away your gun and they want to take away the cops. Uh-uh. Not if I can help it.
It's like New York went back in time 35 years to when there was bums on every street corner, crime was rampant. You know, it took Giuliani and the crew to clean that up. And then New York was like this special place for the longest time, and now it's the sewer again, right? It's a sewer.
You are so right. You know what? You're talking about the 80s, okay? And I was an assistant DA in the 80s. I became the DA from 94 till 2006. And I got to tell you, I mean, they took Fort Apache Giuliani, and he turned it into a place where you could actually walk around. De Blasio is returning it to the days of Fort Apache. Crime is going up. Criminals are emboldened. The cops, I talk to them all the time. I was at a rally on Saturday, very quiet because they didn't want protesters, but cops from all over, okay, and I spoke there. They've got criminals walking around with guns in their waistbands. They don't give a darn because they know the cops aren't going to arrest them because they'll turn around and say the cop grabbed me the wrong way and then have the cop prosecuted. You've got a DA in Manhattan who can't wait to prosecute cops. He basically let all the protesters go and said to the protesters, if you feel that you were being in any way brutalized by a police officer, let us know and we'll prosecute the cop. What? This is not America that we bargained for. And the only way to stop this and stop the lie. lies where they say, oh, these are peaceful protests. Oh, you know what? Trump messed up the coronavirus response. No. Andrew Cuomo did what he said, infected patients back in the nursing homes and long-term care facilities. Stop lying. I can't take it anymore. And Americans can't take it. And this election, Lee, is the most important election in our lifetime. And I know they say it every year, but if you want, like Venezuela, you know, at one point Venezuela was a beautiful, rich country.
Right.
They turned it into socialism, and now women are having babies in the middle of the street. They're eating zoo animals because there's not enough food. No, no, we can't have it, Lee.
Judge Dean Pirro, her latest book, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom, is out. You got to get it. Amazon, other places, and we'll get to that in just a second. But, you know, you mentioned a couple things which always stick with me, stick in my craw a little bit. They destroy a try. The left tries to destroy Trump over his COVID response. He was doing what they told him to do in the beginning, right? I mean, everything Fauci asked for, he did. This is just a bunch of crap. I'm sorry. Sorry to use that language, but that's just the way I feel about that when it comes
crap?
To COVID.
You think that's tough language? Well, I worked for cops for 30 years. That's not tough language to me. Listen, let me tell you something. These bozos on the left are saying, oh, he didn't, his response wasn't good. Let me tell you something. The president relied on Fauci and Burks. Who is Fauci? He's not a pal of President Trump that the president picked. He was picked by Clinton, Obama, Bush, and now President Trump has him as the head of infectious diseases. He's been there for 40 years, just like Joe Biden. What has he done? But I'm going to let that one go, all right? On January 31st, the president closed down the borders to China because he knew what was coming. And yet Nancy Pelosi, the queen out there, and Bill de Blasio, the bozo at this end of the country, oh, let's go to Chinatown. Let's go. Everything is fine. Let's go to Chinatown. Joe Biden was having rallies in March. In March. And then Joe Biden writes an op-ed piece on April 12th and his plan to safely reopen America, which he said everything that the president had already done, and even the New York Times trashed him, the Wall Street Journal trashed him, and the amazing part of it is he now comes out and says, I'm going to make everybody wear a mask. And then a week later, I can't force you to wear a mask. That's unconstitutional. The guy doesn't know what he's doing. He can't finish his sentence. What are we doing here? I mean, the coronavirus nonsense is an excuse that people will use. And you know what's sad? There are people who don't do the research, who won't dig deep. They'll just say, oh, yeah, you know, we don't like Trump. He didn't respond to the virus properly. Trump wanted to reopen the country, but he left that up to the Democrats and the Democrats, the governors in every state, where he shut down the economy. Joe Biden says, if the scientist tells me, I'll shut it down again. Are you kidding? You want to talk about dark and dreary like your Democrat National Convention? You shut down this economy again and see what happens. Well, people aren't going to stand for it. When I interviewed the president on Thursday, he said the very same thing. He said, Janine, Americans have had it with the lies and with the falsehoods that they're telling them. We're not stupid. Don't tell me the protesters can go out and protest. We know what a protest is. They're going out and looting and burning and assaulting people, and yet we can't go to church? What is this about?
You make a great quote, too, about Biden's inability to function. Clearly, he is at a serious mental disadvantage. Now, you say, if you love this country, how can you vote for Joe Biden? I can't agree with you more. I mean, you know, even if you didn't like Trump, how can you look at Biden and say, this is a guy that can lead the country? There's no way he can lead. No way he can do that job, Janine.
You know what? Look, the man takes a trip out of the basement, and then he goes back home for 3 days and goes whatever he does in the basement. Then he comes out again. He's reading from the teleprompter. He's reading answers from a teleprompter.
Right.
This is what they did with Hillary. When Donna Brazil gave the questions to Hillary for that CNN debate, okay? He's obviously got the answers to the questions, and he's telling them to move up the teleprompter. Have we seen this before? Look, let me tell you something. All of us work hard. We have to be smart. We have to be on our game. We have to work hard. We have to work harder because we're living longer. I mean, you can ask me about that. You know, I've had a lot of different lives. But more than that, I mean, we have to be on our game. And this man wants to be president. He wants to have a nuclear code. And you know, he can't come out. I've never seen him come out more than one day every 3 or 4 days. And he's using the pandemic as an excuse to not come out. Hey, you want to be president? You better be ready and on your game 24/7. I know Donald Trump. I've known him for 35 years. My then husband was his lawyer. He would call here at all hours of the day and night because Donald Trump never stops working. It's who he is. Joe Biden, I don't know what he's doing. But he puts the mask on and he kind of shuffles over and then he tells them move it up. He's talking about the teleprompter with the answers. He's always looking down. Why? He's reading his nose.
It's sad.
You think this guy's going to match wits with Xi Jinping or with Kim Jong-un? I don't think so.
Judge DePiero, I know you got to run. I'm sure you're busy, but man, I can't thank you enough. Don't lie to me and stop trying to steal our freedom. Amazon, they can get it today. Judge, I can't thank you enough. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, it's great talking to you, too. Take care.
You, too. Have a good one. There she is, the one and the only Judge Jeanine Pirro. All right, we've got to take a timeout. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allen Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. On USA Radio Network, flagship station, KVET 790 AM. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how obsessed I am with health. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked or restricted blood flow. 1 million bottles sold in Canada. This is their first foray into the American market on my show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. The powermall.com.
You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here right after the top of the hour. If you're keeping score, my name is Lee Elsie. Special guest joining me right now. His name is Tommy Binion, and he works for the Heritage Foundation, and we always love it when the Heritage Foundation folks come on. And Congress down in Washington, Tommy, is doing what they do best, which is nothing. So why don't we just insist on them continuing to do nothing? If they're not in session and they're not voting, they can't hurt us anymore.
I think the world would be a better place if that was what happened in Washington, but sadly, there's a lot of work that goes on.
So you said off the air that Congress has decided to go home until after the election, right?
Well, they're still here, but they're not going to do anything of consequence. You see, every election year, there are some things that expire. For instance, this year, the highways program is going to expire at the end of this month. The flood insurance program is going to expire at the end of this month. All government funding, all discretionary government funding is going to expire at the end of this month. But rather than take the consequential vote on those things before the election, so you could have that information when you go to vote, what they do is they do a short-term extension until December. Everybody's happy. Republicans and Democrats pat each other on the back for avoiding tough votes before the election, and they go home. And that's just exactly what they're going to do this year, and it's infuriating as a voter.
Of course. They don't want to sully their record. They don't want to dirty something up. They don't want to be controversial in a year when they have to go out there and try to get some votes, right?
No, it's way easier to do your job as a member of Congress if you don't have to worry about being held accountable
right.
by the electorate. And the accountability factor, frankly, in the lame duck session after an election is non-existent.
Right.
But 2 months before, accountability is way up. So which is better? When do you want to vote?
This game of politics that they play, you know, and we're the ones who end up getting caught in the crossfire. But you know, these guys and gals who are down there in Washington, and our actually goes statewide, too, here in this state as well, they all play the same game. You know, they want to stay out of the muck and the mire, but they get corrupted by power.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think it goes beyond that, though, because the outcomes are unacceptable. You know, $25, $26, $27 trillion national debt, a $4 or $5 trillion deficit this year alone, and Congress can't even get their act together to pass a government funding bill that prioritizes that spending, maybe cuts a little, maybe shows that they acknowledge that spending has gone completely off the rails. The outcome is unacceptable. And 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 years from now, when a debt crisis comes, we're going to look back on this moment and scratch our heads and wondered why we weren't outraged at the level of irresponsibility that's going on in Washington today. Nobody's talking about it. I acknowledge that. This isn't a sexy issue.
Right.
But 10 years from now, we're going to wonder why we didn't care.
Where are the deficit hawks? Where are the budget hawks, Tommy? Where are the Tea Party members? Or at least folks like them. Does anybody care about this exploding deficit?
Yeah, those people that were around in 2010, if they were around in April of 2020 when we passed a $4 trillion spending bill, virtually unanimously, and Tom Massey got basically hung out to dry for wanting a recorded vote even on that bill, they would be outraged. But times have changed, and it's no longer in vogue to care about spending, but that doesn't mean that the underlying problem has changed. None of the things that they were worried about have gotten better. They've all actually gotten worse. I think what happened is there was years of this fervor, and then nothing happened, and they got discouraged. They didn't have any success.
Right.
And Washington, the machine, just kept on spending, and they got discouraged. So they went on to other battles they felt like they could win.
You know, you look at a politician, what are they going to do? They're going to try to make as many people happy as possible. And very few people are happy when they're told they can't have something. So if you take things away and take spending away and take away this project or that project, you know, voters not happy. And I hate to say it, but that's a broken system.
Well, spending is the most dangerous power that the Congress has. Every dollar that goes out of Washington eventually winds up in somebody's pocket.
Right.
And if the next year that dollar doesn't go out, whoever got it the year before is going to be pretty mad. And they have some political power. They have some political leverage. They could go and they could make sure that dollar is going to come to them. Cutting spending is one of the least likely outcomes from our representational system of government unless we decide to care about it, unless we decide to prioritize as voters,
right.
as Americans, fiscal conservatism. We did once upon a time, like you said, in 2010. We've got to get that back somehow.
All right, Tommy. Tommy Vinion, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Check it out down there in Washington, our go-to guy with boots on the ground in D.C. We'll talk to you next time. I got to go. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.